Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's gospel, our Lord explains what the kingdom of God is like. And in the first example, he says that part of the building up of the kingdom of God is entrusted to man. It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. And in the second part, he explains how women also have their part in building up the kingdom of God. It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour. And so both men and women have their place in the church, have their work to do in building up the kingdom of God. And that brings us to today's first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, where he talks about the relationship between husband and wife, how they have equal dignity but different roles to fulfill. And so what is the role of the husband? The husband is head of his wife. The husband is head of the household. And we shouldn't be surprised that there is a sort of hierarchy within the family structure, right? Because there is hierarchy, so to speak, within the Godhead himself, right? God the Father is not generated, but generates. God the Son is generated and generates. God the Holy Spirit is generated and does not generate. So there is this hierarchy in God, and so for this reason we see hierarchy in God's creation as well. We see it in the structure of society, that there necessarily needs to be hierarchy. There is hierarchy in the church, and so there's also hierarchy in the family. And so the husband has been constituted the head of the household, and he has this task, this duty, this responsibility to love his wife even as Christ loved the church. Right? That's no small task, is it? Why? Because Christ handed himself over for the sake of the church. This means that the husband must be willing and ready to suffer for the sake of his wife. It says that the husband is to nourish and cherish his wife. Right? Nourish her, that is, provide for her needs. Not just her physical needs, shelter, clothing, food, but also her psychological, emotional needs, right? Let's not forget about that. And sometimes that can be more difficult for the husband. And he's supposed to cherish his wife. That is, he's supposed to appreciate her, okay? Genuinely appreciate her presence. And so the wife, for her part, she has a different role. She is to be subordinate to her husband in everything. Now, that is, of course, everything except sin. And then it says the wife should respect her husband. So now think about this. The devil in the beginning seeks to undo and unravel and overthrow all of the order that God has established right from the beginning. What does Satan wants to do? He wants to take the throne of God. He says, I will not serve. You see how disordered that is? And so it goes with everything within society. He wants to turn everything upside down. So what will be the temptations he will use against the husband? Well, he's going to tempt the husband to be lazy and not fulfill his role as leader of the family, spiritual head of the family. He's going to tempt the husband to not be willing to make the sacrifices necessary to fulfill his duties as husband and head of the household. He's going to tempt the husband to not provide for his wife's needs, right? And I say particularly on a psychological, emotional level, And he's going to tempt the husband to ignore his wife. Instead of loving her, hating her. Or, if not hating her, maybe at least disliking her, ignoring her, forgetting about her. And instead of cherishing her, not appreciating what she does for the family, but always criticizing everything she does. So this is what the devil's going to do to tempt husbands. What is he going to do to tempt wives? He's going to tempt wives to not be subordinate to their husbands, to insist that it be done their way, that they know best and all of the rest, and not to respect their husband, but to belittle their husband, to point out his weaknesses and all of this. So we need to be attentive, and we need to fulfill the role that God has given us in this world, in the church, and in the family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.